right, and we're recording.
All right,
let's do this. This is a real deal. O'Neill's, and they consist of me. I'm Stu O'Neill. I'm the dad, and...
And I'm Aiden O'Neill. I'm the son, and we're talking about all things good.
Yeah.
And...
What does that mean to you?
Everything, honestly.
Yeah, it means, you know, there's a lot of crap out there, a lot of toxic conversation and opinions. No shortage of it, actually, so...
Just a lot of negativity.
Yeah, way too much. So we're going to keep things positive here.
Absolutely.
And we're going to focus on four areas, which is pretty all-encompassing. When, can you remind me of those, Aiden?
Yeah, of course. So there's wellness, and that's anything that makes us feel good inside. That's just something that makes us improve ourselves better as human beings.
Yeah, it could be, like we said, it could be a smoothie, it could be a marathon, it could be meditation, but we're going to focus on one thing every week. And what are the other three categories?
So the other categories are anything around the Metro Detroit area. So we reside in Rochester Hills, Michigan.
We do.
And we are very close to the metro area of Detroit, which is, for a drive for us, it would be, I'd say, just close to an hour if we want to get to the downtown area.
Yeah, it's about that. But, you know, we're all around, you know, Detroit Metro. You know, I grew up in Fraser and grew up here in Rochester, but you work in Southfield. I worked in Dearborn. I worked in Detroit. So we're covering all things Detroit Metro, too. You know, just give some recommendations and tell you what's good there. And the other two categories, one is sports. Again, we're not here to complain. We're not going to tell you who's better, Michael Jordan or LeBron James, or argue about it. Even though we know the answer to that, Michael. Beyond that, what's the last category again?
Last category is just pop culture in general, things that are going on in our world that could be that are more positive than negative. Obviously, we're trying to focus on that more than anything.
The same we like, yeah. So what? Where do you want to start?
I think the best place to start, just because we are, we were talking about it earlier, let's start with the Metro Detroit stuff, just because we talked about where you grew up, which was in Fraser, and where I work, which is down in Southfield.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good place to start.
Yeah, I got one for you. And I think this really was a surprise to me, and I really do love this place. Now, you know, I love bridges.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when we go to New York a lot, and remember I took you, we walked over the Brooklyn Bridge, you know, and Marcy and I, we've walked over several bridges in Manhattan and other boroughs that connect to that. But the one thing that surprised me that I wasn't aware of until like a summer or two ago is the park beneath the Ambassador Bridge. It's just beautiful. They've obviously, they being the city of Detroit, have invested a great deal of money in it, and it's beautiful. The Ambassador Bridge is a glorious bridge, and it just looks spectacular. You can have a picnic there. There's playgrounds. There's basketball courts, baseball diamonds. It's really a great place. I took you there, right?
Yeah, you did. You took Ava and I there. And for the viewers who don't know, Ava's my younger sister. She goes to Michigan State, and she's currently working in... Well, she lives in Dearborn, but has a job in Detroit.
Yeah, she has an internship.
Internship, yeah.
Yep.
But you took us there before a Tigers game, and you missed on one thing.
What's that?
That was the workout area.
Oh yeah, that's right. They have those exercise machines. That was fun.
They don't have weights on them. So when Ava and I were there, we didn't know what we were doing with those machines because Ava and I go to the gym a lot, and one part of our workouts is moving weights around, and there weren't any free weights there. So we thought, what are we going to do if there aren't weights there? But when we started doing the motions with the machines that were there, it was...
They use your weight.
They use your weight, and
it's,
you go in...
balance. Yeah, it's resistance.
It's 100% resistance. They have pull-up bars there too, and that's one of my favorite workouts.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was extremely cool and just good for the soul, even if you don't work out there. You know,
so. Absolutely. It's just a nice overall vibe in general, and I like how Detroit invested in it, and now it's open to the public, and people are going there, and I've seen a lot of really cool things.
Yeah, and it still seems, again, this is one of those places I almost want to gatekeep, you know, because it's not crowded. I've only been there a few times, but it's not crowded. So what about you? What about Detroit Metro do you want to highlight?
I think just because I've been there a lot recently is the downtown Royal Oak area, which is very close to Southfield and Oak Park, which is where I work. And some days when I get off of work and I'm not going to the gym, which is rare these days, but I'd go to Royal Oak just to walk around, visit a few places. They just have a cool retro vibe to some of the stores there.
No, I've been going to Royal Oak for decades. You know, they always have a good, interesting culture. I'd say Ferndale too, but Royal Oak's always a good time. That's for
Them
sure.
and Birmingham for sure. I'd say more so Royal Oak, in
Sure.
my humble opinion.
Where do you like to go there?
The record store for sure, just because I love the music there, and they not only have that, they have books and they have stickers and pins. And I got a book from there, and it was a Steve Aoki book, and it talked and reflected on his life being an Asian American who had family members from Japan that immigrated to the country, and how he succeeded as a producer and a DJ. And he's been one of my favorite artists as a fan of EDM in general.
That's cool. That's what's great about places like Royal Oak is they feed you culture in a variety of ways.
Exactly.
So,
And not just there, but the thrift stores they have there as well are
yeah,
cool. I got one of my favorite blazers there.
that's right. Yeah,
The
that's right.
it's
It's
a
like a
corduroy tan one.
very nice, very nice. A lot better for the environment to be going to thrift stores than be going to Shein or something like that.
Yeah, and or like the Paxsons of the world, even though guilty as charged, I
Yeah, every
love
now and then.
there. Yeah, for sure.
So where next? Want to go sports?
I want to save that one
All
just because
right.
there's a lot of cool stuff going on in sports right now, and I think that's more of like the last category,
All right,
if anything.
where then?
I think we go wellness here.
All right, wellness. I'll start. This is general, but I think not enough people know this, but it's the rowing machine. I do the rowing machine at my gym, Retro Fitness, shout out. And I love it. And a couple things I love about it. One, most people don't use the rowing machine. So when I use the rowing machine, it's always available. It's not like so many of the other machines out there at the gym where they're just a line or there's some kid sitting on it, looking at Instagram. But yeah, I love it. It hits my entire back, my shoulders, my biceps, my triceps, and that depends on how you're pulling it. But I just think it's the perfect machine just because it does. It's so all-encompassing.
What resistance are you using it at? Like, if
I just always put it on the highest one just because there's not that much resistance to it, you know?
I usually, if I'm ever doing the rowing machine, I start at 7, and then when I get to 6 minutes in, then I'll put it at the highest level and go for 6 more minutes just because I don't want to overwork myself to that point.
Yeah, no, I see it. But anyway, yeah, the
Yeah.
rowing machine is that's my number one with a bullet favorite. How about yourself? What do you bring to the table today?
Well, I don't think, because I go to a different gym than you. I go to Edge Fitness, shout out to them. I don't know if Retro has this, but in our locker rooms we have a sauna, and that's more of a post-workout place for me. After so today's gonna be, it's usually pull day, but I missed the gym yesterday, so today's gonna be push just to get myself back into that rhythm. But usually after a workout, and I've been there for a good 45 minutes to about an hour, when I know I put in the effort and put in a good workout, I'll be in the sauna for about 20, 25, 30 minutes.
All right, yeah, we have one over at Retro. I just go 15. I try to do it. I like to do it every time. Sometimes I don't have the time to do it, and then sometimes there's I look in there. It's a small sauna and it's packed. I'm like, all right, I'm not gonna squeeze into a sauna
Oh yeah,
at
no.
any time.
You
No.
don't want to. Ours pretty wide out, so
I went in there one time and there's this dude in there, and he was in sweats, which I don't understand. You're trying to kill yourself,
oh, I've seen that.
and he was dancing. He was dancing right in front of me, like 2 feet in front of me the whole time. I was like,
We saw, yeah.
this is weird. But anyway, I'm not being negative, because good for him. He's gotten his workout in.
I've seen people do headstands in there too.
Ah, jeez.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Don't be weird, people. Don't be weird. But yeah, good luck with that. Yeah, no, I love the sauna. It's supposed to have a lot of great health benefits. Here's a question: do you take your phone in there?
Only time I've ever took my phone in there was, to answer your question fully, as of recent, no. When okay. I first started, yes.
What I do is I put my headphones on my AirPods and I leave the phone in the locker and I play a podcast.
You do?
So yeah, then I don't have to listen to the guy who's dancing. I could just have to watch him.
So for me, it's more, I've done similar things, yes, where I put my phone in my locker.
All right.
And but instead of listening to podcasts for me, I'll put on some calming music that has no lyrics to it or something like that. Yeah. And then I just focus on my breath, because one thing about me too, that's another wellness thing too, is I love yoga.
Oh.
I love yoga.
You haven't done it for a while though.
Yeah, it's been a minute. I need to get back into that habit. Yeah. But I love yoga breaths in general.
Yeah, well, I think it's that practice is very
beneficial, not just
yeah
while doing the pose, but just in life in itself.
All right then. Let's should we move on? What's the next category? I think that's next category is just pop culture
in general.
Yeah. What do you got? What are you bringing?
I know the Grammys are coming up soon. I can't think of many other things. I know Mac Miller just dropped an album.
Yeah, which is his second posthumous album. He's been passed a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, he has.
How is it? How's
it? It's pretty good. There's a lot of songs on there where you don't fully, like, you'll hear Mac in the background, but it's more focused towards the other artists as well. Like, there's one song where SZA's the feature.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Not kidding. Oh. It's a pretty good song. We're hearing more of her than him.
Oh, that's all right.
No, I love that.
Yeah, I love her. She's fantastic.
Absolutely.
Did you see that she's got a movie coming out?
Which movie is that?
I forget what it's called. It's with her and a lady from the movie Nope. I forget her name. It looks great. That's all I'm gonna say.
I'll for sure.
Save it for another time. But anyway, yeah, Google SZA movie. SZA.
I'll do that.
And then you'll find it. It's not out yet, I don't think, but it's coming out soon and it looks hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was I going to bring? So I'm going to talk about my favorite All Things Good podcast that I'm loving, and it's called Seth Meyers and the Lonely Island podcast.
You sent me a few episodes.
Yeah, they're fantastic, and it never gets political. It's always just about, they focus typically on one skit that was produced years ago at a time. They're going in a linear fashion from the oldest to the most recent, so they got a ways to go, and they break that down in the process. And also, it's really insightful as to what it's like to work at Saturday Night Live, and it's hilarious. You can tell these guys really like each other. Yeah. It's fantastic. So everyone, right. Listen to Seth Meyers and Lonely Island podcast. Lonely Island is a group of three people, including what's the guy's name again?
The third,
Andy Samberg, and
Andy Samberg for sure.
And then,
is it just him, or is the other guys in that group as well?
They're in that as well. So yeah, okay. it's a great one.
I can't remember the other two members off the top of my head.
They have some. It's a Yorma and Kiev. I think it's interesting. He's Yorma's the guy who was in Hot Rods. Cool Beans.
Yes,
great. All right, so this takes us down to our last category, which is all about things that are good in sports. Again, we're not here to complain about things. We're just here to talk about what's happening right now that we think is cool. So, do you have something?
I think, there's a lot of good that's happening specifically with Detroit sports that I'm noticing. I'm not a Detroit sports fan, but
what's the one thing good that you want to talk about?
I think, as I think you got it. You can't not talk about the Lions and the culture that they're bringing to the
Yeah,
party.
that's true. I've never seen this city so alive,
Yeah,
you
like
know?
rallying
But
about their team
yeah,
like
let's talk
that.
about an identity. You know what? I guess the only thing that's come close to it is when the Red Wings were really good. But still, this is a surprise because I never thought the
But they,
Lions would be good in my
yeah.
lifetime, to be
You
honest.
never see a team rally around the Lions. I mean, you've seen Detroit rally around the Tigers back in the early 2010s when they had that dominant
Yeah.
team. And then obviously in the earliest part of the 21st century when the Red Wings were at the top of the NHL world and the 04 Pistons and the city just rallying around them.
Yeah, but nothing like this. Nothing
You've
like
never
this.
we've never
Except
seen
again,
this.
maybe the closest thing was to Red Wings, you know, back in the let's say like the 90s when they were just crushing it.
Steve Yzerman era.
And the Russians, you know. Yeah, what a
Is it
fun time.
Pavel Datsyuk? Wasn't he from Russia?
Don't know. Don't know the name.
I know he's more
Who is this?
Pavel Datsyuk.
I'm
He's
not familiar.
well, he was on the I'm pretty sure he was on the 08 Red Wings that won it all. And
Oh,
he was
cool.
and I'm not big on the hockey.
The 08, right? Okay.
That's the team that won it all.
Oh, one of them. Yeah.
Yeah. And he recently signed a one-day contract to retire a Red Wing.
Oh, that's cool. I
Yeah.
liked it a lot. The one thing I wanted to talk about is it just fills my heart. It makes me so happy because I've been waiting for this moment, but Cade Cunningham has finally made the leap. This guy is he's an all-star. He's a leader. You could tell. He's not out there joking. He's doing the work and he's grinding it out and he's serious out there and he's scoring at a much better clip than he has been and a much higher percentage from the floor and from the three-point line. But his assists and rebounds are up as well, and not to be surprised, so are the W's, you know, for the
Right.
team. So because the Pistons are a real team, and
And the thing too about Cunningham that I've noticed, even since he's joined, he's always had that leadership type of aura to him.
I agree.
I think it was just the question marks were, is he a leader and can he stay healthy with this team? And because he had injury issues before.
He did it that 1 year.
Yeah. And then the year after that, he was more of trying to make the big threes when really what mattered was being an interior shooter, which he's
Oh, he closes so well and with such a nice touch. You know, he's not in.
exactly.
It's not all athleticism in terms of like, you know, Ja Morant dunking. It's just a
Even
softness
Anthony
touch.
Edwards, too.
Oh God, he's amazing. So we went to full transparency. We went to a Pistons game
Yep.
the other day, and Anthony Edwards dropped 53, and Cade dropped 40, and the
Was
Pistons
it
won.
53 or did he score more? He was close. This
No,
wasn't
it's
he
fit.
close?
I think it was 53.
Okay, that was his final stat line.
But
And Detroit won that game.
they did. Yeah, he's got no help. Man, they regret that cat trade, I imagine. But so one last question I have for you, and what we're gonna ask our guests, because moving forward, we're gonna try to have a guest that'll join us in these conversations. But I'll throw out the last question to you, bud. And again, this is a question we're gonna be asking all of our guests. But what's the one song right now, or just name one song in general, that's giving you joy, that's making you happy?
One song that's always given me joy, and I'll start the first podcast with this one, the first episode with this song, and it might reoccur every once in a while. It was my second most listened to song on my Apple Music Rewind this year for the past 2 years. Always
Oh,
finished in second place.
and what is this?
It's called Lady, and in parentheses, it says Hear Me Tonight by this French duo called Mojo, Modjo, and they released one album that came out in 01 titled Mojo, which
Never
is that
heard of this
group.
song. It's great. I
I
love
think
it.
I played it for you one
You did?
time. Yeah, I played the
All right.
album when we went to Detroit once and got
Oh, yeah.
yeah,
Okay.
we did
I remember you took
it's
over the
very
gig.
yeah, very disco-esque and very EDM at the same
I
level, and
like
they
it.
experimented with multiple things and
Do you work out to this song?
I don't just because when I'm in the gym, I try to focus on songs that are more of intensity and adrenaline. Gotcha. This song's more of a, I want to say like a post-workout. You're in your car and you're trying to drive back home. And
all right.
It's just the fun vibe. It's a good song to dance.
All right. Well, we'll let this song take us out of this. Our first ever Real Deal Old Neil's present All Things Good podcast. How's it feel? You're a podcaster now. How's it feel?
Feels great. Looking forward to more episodes, and hopefully we can have more guests on the
show. Oh, we're definitely going to have
absolutely
more guests.
And looking forward to the next episode.
Yeah. All right.
We will see you then.
Yeah.
Keep things real.
Until then, yeah. Keep things good.